Welcome back to Petco Park. Game two of this three-game series between the Dodgers and Padres. Chad Billingsley will be making his first start of the season for the Dodgers. I'm joined right now by a man that has his finger on the pulse of everything Dodgers. You can check him out at truebluela.com. I'm joined by Eric Steven. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, David.
Chad Billingsley making his first start tonight. Obviously, all eyes will be on him. Do you expect him to go five or six innings, and is there a pitch count on him?
Yeah, it seems like they're going to let him go about maybe 100, 105 pitches, so he should be good to go for like a full start, maybe six innings, or you know, maybe even longer if he's efficient.
Last night, Chris Capuano, the odd man out as far as the rotation goes, comes in, gets a 1-2-3 inning. How do you feel he's handled everything that's gone on so far in spring training and to start the season?
Yeah, I'm sure it's a tough situation for him. He signed a two-year deal to be a starter, and after a year of a pretty solid year as a starter, he's pushed into the bullpen, and it's a tough role. So he's handled it well, I think, as a pro, and he's really like sort of attacked this role as something he can really sort of excel in.
Eric Steven from True Blue LA is our guest. Let's talk about some of the guys that the Dodgers are still waiting to come back from injury, and some guys are just waiting to get started. Let's start with the left side of the infield and Luis Cruz. 0 for his first 17. He talked to his dad a couple of days ago to try to get him to have more fun, he said.
Yeah, I mean, he seems like one of those happy-go-lucky guys. So when you start 0 for 17, you don't see the hits, you don't see the results, you start to get a little less cheery, and that's not Luis Cruz's game. So you'd like to see him get a few more hits, get a little more attitude, and I think he'll start to pick it up. I mean, it's really tough to say he's going to keep going over, but I think he'll start to pick it up maybe by this weekend at least.
Do you feel like Luis Cruz is still auditioning to keep his job?
Well, I mean, possibly, because he really only has like a half season of full-time play in the majors. He had nearly 5,000 plate appearances in the minor leagues, so on some level he's really relatively unproven outside of the one really good half season he had last year.
How committed do you think Don Mattingly and Ned Colletti are to him when Hanley Ramirez comes back?
Yeah, that's a good question. The problem is they don't have a ton of options. I mean, really, you're looking at the question becomes either Juan Uribe or Justin Sellers or Jerry Harrison full-time. They don't like to do any of those things. So I think as long as Luis Cruz is relatively productive and you know, obviously better than 0 for 17, I think he's got a pretty good spot at keeping that lineup spot.
Eric Steven from True Blue LA is our guest. And Eric, let's talk about Juan Uribe before we get to Hanley Ramirez and the update on him and his return to the Dodgers. He hits a two-run home run off of Clayton Richard. We all know that he had good numbers coming into the game against Richard yesterday. I feel like he's swinging the bat a lot better than he has his previous two seasons with the Dodgers. Do you feel like he's starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel where he might get more playing time on a consistent basis?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's hard to be as bad as he was the first 2 years. So, I mean, it's really, he's got nowhere to go but up in that regard. But he all spring, he's doing the right things. He's trying to go to right field, and he was hitting the ball hard and hitting the line drives. So these are all sort of good things. And, I mean, he has 1 year left on his deal, and he was sort of buried last year on the bench. He rarely played. So I do think he's going to get more playing time this year. And it's just if he can be productive occasionally like he was yesterday, I mean, it's only going to help the team.
Yeah, one thing Don Mattingly said last year when he basically was the odd man out completely, he was still a good teammate.
Oh, absolutely. They singled him out like, because he really didn't have to do that. He barely played. He had one plate appearance in the last 34 games or something, and he didn't pout. He didn't do anything, and Mattingly made it a point to single him out in front of everybody and said, hey, this is a good example of what a good teammate is. And I think Uribe sort of, you know, took that to heart, and he felt good about that, and he's sort of taken that into this year.
Eric Steven from TrueBlueLA.com is our guest. Chad Billingsley making his first start of the season for the Dodgers tonight at Petco Park. All right, let's talk about Hanley Ramirez. I asked Don Mattingly yesterday about a timeline, an updated timeline on his return. It seems like Hanley feels he could come back a lot sooner than maybe the Dodgers are wanting him to say.
Yeah, that eight-week period is up on May 17th or so, and Hanley's doing all of these sort of baseball activities. He's still got a cast on until later this week, but he's doing like some hitting or as much as you can do one-handed and some throwing. But I think he's anxious to get back, but we'll see if it's going to be much sooner than that. Maybe like the first week of May or something is more what Hanley's timeline is going to be.
Yeah, Hanley's cast is going to come off this Friday. And let's talk about spring training and what he did there. Do you feel like he impressed the Dodgers with his work ethic? Were they a little surprised at how hard he was working to be a good shortstop?
I think so. I mean, it was sort of weird because he was gone for so long with the World Baseball Classic, but he did put in extra work all the time he was at spring training. He'd show up early, worked with Tim Wallach, and he worked with some of the coaches on just, you know, doing things at short. He tried to do the same during the World Baseball Classic, and all reports were that he was putting in the extra work. I mean, and it's really all you can ask him to do. I mean, he's played shortstop his whole life outside of last year, really, so it's not a foreign position to him. Obviously, they'd like him to field a little better, but all you can really ask him to do is work hard, and it seems like he's done that.
One thing Eric Steven from TrueBlueLA.com knows is numbers, and he's very familiar with the Dodgers' struggles with runners in scoring position. Adrian Gonzalez has probably been the only bright spot in those situations. You talked to Matt Kemp last night. What was his feelings about the struggles he's had so far with men on base?
I can see he's getting frustrated. He's 0 for 11 with runners in scoring position. He's come up in some big spots and not come through, but he sort of feels like, and Mattingly feels this as well, that he's swinging the bat pretty well, and I think it's just a matter of time before those hits start dropping. But you can see from his standpoint where he's doing what he feels is the right thing, and he's not getting the results. So you can see where he's very frustrated right now.
Do you feel like his shoulder is hampering him in any way?
It doesn't seem like it. I mean, it's hard to tell. He hasn't he hit a few balls at the end of spring training and maybe the first part of the year that had some lift on it, but we really haven't seen those, like, really towering moonshots that he used to hit, maybe to right center or something like that. So until we start seeing that, I guess it's a valid question as to whether he has that power again.
All right, talking about moonshots, Yasiel Puig is doing what he did in spring training for AA Chattanooga. What's the latest on him? And give everybody a Yasiel Puig update.
Well, the moonshot, the biggest moonshot might have been his bat when he flipped the bat the other day when he hit the home run. But no, he's doing very well. Last time we checked, I think he was 0 for 2 tonight, you know, coming in, but he's still around that 500 mark. And it just seems like everything he's touching is turning to gold, at least in the early going. But he went from sort of a speck on the radar to just this really fun story to cover, and it's just interesting to see him progress.
All right, that's a good way to end things, because nothing could top a Yasiel Puig update. Eric Steven from TrueBlueLA.com has been our guest. Thanks a lot for the insight and the time.
My pleasure, Dave. Thanks.
Coming up next, we're going back in time, the Dodger timeline, right here on the Dodgers Radio Network.